This is Infection, the survival podcast, recorded live on Tuesday, May 17th, 2016, episode 70. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Infection, the survival podcast. Infection is your source for the latest information on survival video games. We bring you the latest news, reviews, updates, and more each and every week. My name is Nick Craig, at Nicholas M. Craig is my Twitter. InfectionPodcast.com is the website, and welcome, everybody, to episode 70. Brian, can you believe this? 70 weeks?
Yep, we're well on our way.
Well on our way to what?
For all the doubters out there, the haters.
I want to dedicate this episode to all of the haters that said we couldn't do it from day one. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, if you want to find me on Twitter, at Boise Computer, on the internet, Bytetech with an I, bytetech.com. And, of course, join our Steam group. We'll say it at the end. We'll say it now. Our Steam group is the way that you can find what games we're playing, other people that are playing, maybe the games that you like. It's a thing to do.
Yes. So, and I'm realizing now I changed the audio recording settings earlier in the week and didn't change them back, so I'm going to have a fun post show.
But
we got to do what you got to do. So, yes, welcome everybody to episode 70. It has been a it has been quite the trip. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like 60 was like eh. 50 was cool. 60 was like eh. Like it's episode 60.
Fast.
But 70s. I mean.
It's like your 20th birthday. It's like,
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, 70 is 70, so 70 whole episodes, which is pretty cool.
So, yeah, hopefully we make it to 100.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, but I don't know what you're... Let's see. When did you say that? Our 100th is December...
It's December 13th of this year.
Of this year. So December 13th. Well, 30 weeks, but is that a Friday? Is that a Tuesday? It is. Okay.
Of course it's a Tuesday.
Well, I didn't know if you did.
No, I did. I did it. Yeah, I did it. 30 weeks
from today. Gotcha. Yep. Not 30 weeks from now. Okay.
So it should be.
As you know, months can't be measured in. Months are not a
measurement of time.
Whatever the hell I said. I don't even remember.
That should be one of the quotes for the 100th episode.
I have that saved on my Gadlaw. I've got that saved on my laptop. I can pull it up for you real quick.
Oh, you actually have the clip?
No, I have the thing, and it says, my quote was, you can't measure a month in time, and it says Nick 2016, and the Gadlaw made it. It's a nice little meme.
Something to save.
Something to save on my desktop. So we've got some ARK news, and then, of course, we've got some big news for the H1Z1 community. But I guess we'll start it off here with ARK, who finally last week started ramping up its... It's not actual patches, but I believe the reason the patches were slow were because of this new change.
Well, and okay, so we had a week of just like 7 updates.
That was last week, I believe.
And, this week, not a single patch the whole week.
But
today, it says this afternoon. Now, they're doing a really big patch today, though. So
yes, they are.
I think that is the reasoning that they're holding off on this. So do we want to go? Let's go into what one thing they're adding. So they're actually adding kind of like a DLC, but it's a map extension.
Yes. Yeah.
That they're adding to this one. And it's called The Center, which was made by somebody. There is a video. I don't know if you want to play that.
I'll play it while you talk if you want me to.
Sure.
Let's find the video.
It should be the second link.
Okay, gotcha.
It's a shortened link.
Yeah, so this is DLC that they... It's an official DLC.
So you can pretty much go into Steam, and we'll have a link to it, and you can click Add ARK Expansion Map, and it will download it and put it into ARK so you can play it.
Yeah, so this is what we're looking at right now. This is the cinematography for this new map called The Center.
It looks like a very big map.
It does, and it's got like platforms and stuff like the current map doesn't have. Like this has like structure, like this. This is a structure that is part of the map. The current map.
But now I know that they're adding one here pretty soon to the current map. But these guys are yeah, these guys have put it in there. And I think that they're so worried about really messing up everybody's bases and having to do a wipe. It's kind of difficult.
Because it would piss
staging all of
off.
Their changes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're doing it to where, okay, we'll make these people mad, you know, this month. And then another month, we'll make another set of people mad. And just kind of space it out so everybody doesn't rage quit at once.
Yeah. So this map has got a lot of built-in map structures, I guess you could call them, like stuff that is
some big cave structures.
Yes, exactly. Stuff that's already
very well designed,
which is good for. I don't know.
Now, like, it has a floating island. So I'll go over some of the features of the map. They have a floating island. The edge of the world are giant waterfalls. So the waterfalls actually fall off, I think, the edges.
That's pretty cool.
It's got a vast underground world with its own ecosystem, so large enough to build huge cities in. It has a lava biome, which is new. There's no lava biome, actual lava inside of the regular map. Large underwater air bubbles found deep in the ocean for building bases in. Massive ancient ruins scattered throughout the world. Challenging endgame boss encounters with special rewards. Unique level design and it says tons of versatility, which yeah. I don't.
Tons of versatility. It's a buzzword. It's like tons of cool stuff.
Yeah. Features all of the regular arc biomes from the island. So that was the one that I think they originally came from. Vast ocean system, giant ice caverns with etched out ice ruins, lava caverns, and then several unique cave systems, both regular and underwater. So that's what this features. They're going to be releasing it today. You can actually click to download it now.
Yeah, so that's what I was just going to show here. So if you go to the Steam page for this, why is this not working? If you go to the Steam page for this, and it's called The Center, and it's DLC for Ark. Ooh, let's see if this works. And then if you come down here, well, look at that. You can click free.
That's pretty fancy.
Right down there. So you load it in game, and then you can go down there and click it, and it will install it as DLC for Ark. So you have to have Ark for that to work. So that's cool. And it's a 70 square kilometer map. So
yeah,
it's a huge map. I wonder if the goal is to
make it to where everybody aren't necessarily. Yeah, they create the framework. They don't have to sit there and maintain the map, because as you see, like, they're creating a ton of content that you can put in a map.
Yeah, this is almost like
that's
a single
player. Get away from.
It's almost like this is almost like Skyrim. Like, it's a like the current map is just a. For it's pretty much just a barren wasteland. Like, there's mountains and hills
and
trees.
Whatever you want in there,
but there's nothing on it. This has already got pre-built structures. I mean, there is caves, but this has got some like more caves and stuff like that. This is more like a Skyrim world, than the current Ark map, which is pretty much it's a sandbox. That's exactly what it is. It's a sandbox for you to.
And I think that's what they're aiming for is to go to more of a sandbox type of.
Well, they're on a sandbox right now, so I think they're trying to move.
Yeah, but I think that they're pushing to get it to where the community puts in the content, and then you're just deciding, okay, well, which map do I want to load today? It's not like you're loading Ark and going into always official servers. I think they're offloading that onto some people. So
you can go ahead and download that. It is called The Center, and there'll be a link on our website, infectionpodcast.com.
Now,
that's pretty big news.
We missed something last. Well, we didn't miss it. We mentioned it, but they released a thing showing it right after the show, of course.
Oh, I mean, why not?
So it on here, they have, first of all, a new creature that they've added to the Dino dossier, which is really, that doesn't mean that it's been put into the game. It's just, you know, a new style that they're going to be releasing. And so this is... It's a tameable but not rideable creature. It looks like it hides in the water or something and then will jump out at you.
Yeah, so that's what it appears. That's what it's showing.
Or it hides. I mean, that's from what I can tell.
That's what it looks like it does.
That's what it seems to be doing. So,
is that...
It looks like it'll go in the water. It jumps out. It's a carnivore, of course. So, it's not to be ridden. but we'll see how it goes.
It's the Prolovia, I think is what
it is. It looks like it's a trap. Like it jumps out and it's like a trapping. Because if you look at the little symbol on the lower left.
Yeah, but it's like
is that like a landmine?
It's a landmine. This thing.
I think it's saying that it like right here. It'll pounce or it'll surprise you or something like that.
Yeah, right there. It's a landmine.
So, yeah, an ambush dino is what Jay DeLore is calling it. There so, and so, all right, so there's that. And then if you look, there's actually some things that they're discussing where the different changes in the map are going to be. Yes. So the upcoming biome changes. So the map was a little confusing at first, including the new sizes of all the biomes. So they show a map here.
So let's cover the let's start from the top down in the blue area. So this is the northwest corner of the map right now.
Yes.
And
that's the new snow biome.
Yes. Yeah, so this all of this area is going to be converted to snow, which is if you look on the grand scale, it's a pretty decent chunk of the map.
I think that chunk that's the upper left or you know that you see that river line on, yeah. I think that's the current one.
Gotcha.
And so they're just extending it to be a little bit different, I think, so they can squeeze some other things in there.
Yeah, so that later. this will be the new winter biome. And then down here in the middle, we've got this orange highlighted area with a little green highlighted area.
So yeah, where the south of the volcano is right now. So that's going to be the new redwood biome.
Okay. Those are the big trees.
So it's going to be replacing existing jungle mountain area. And that's where my blue lake is. So that kind of, we'll see what they do with that. Hopefully they keep
wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, my base may be destroyed.
I don't know how they're going to do that.
And then to the south of that, the green area, this is the swamp biome that will turn into redwood. So they're actually taking over a little bit of the swamp biome to turn it into redwood. But
now, if you look at this,
they're keeping a pretty good balance.
And this is, some could argue that this is a fifth of the map that they're changing. It's definitely not a fourth, a fifth or a sixth of the map. It's a very large chunk of the map.
A decent amount.
Maybe you could argue a fourth of the map. But it's a fourth or fifth of the map that's changing. And I don't know how they're going to do this. Do they say what they're going to do? Because, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of high-level people up in that northwest sector of the map. Like, are they just kind of SOL?
Here's what they're saying. There is a chance that this could affect bases in that location.
Yeah.
Which is why we wanted to include it on the map to give you guys an option as whether to relocate or not.
Well,
however, it's also likely that they are not significant enough changes to cause you any disruption.
So I wonder what they're going to do is if like the redwood area, I think like there's already trees there. They'll probably just
make those. Maybe they're not changing the actual landscape in that area as much.
I don't think they are, but they're going to make the already existing trees redwoods, I would assume. I mean, that's how you would. If it's not going to affect the current landscape of the map, and there's some screenshots on here I want to show, then it seems like them just changing the tree type is what's actually going to happen.
Well, they are making. I mean, they may keep the landscape because there is an area that wasn't snow that is becoming snow. So
yeah.
And then if you look down, I mean, the screenshots look great. I don't know if they're rendering that, if that's what it actually looks like in game.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's hard to say if that's what it looks like right now, but it looks like they're retouching how the snow looks a little bit, maybe making it a little more realistic. I don't remember there being snow on the tree parts.
This is an odd angle. Because normally you're like, this is what we're seeing, but normally you're riding on the ground. I can't say if there was or wasn't. I honestly just don't know. There definitely wasn't snow on the bark like in this first picture. That seems to be new. Yadlos, it looks like Skyrim. I really didn't like Skyrim at all.
You didn't?
I played it for like 3 hours and then I returned it. I really didn't have any fun with it. This just wasn't my kind of game. I'm not a big fan of open world games like that. Like Mad Max, I wasn't a big fan of that either. But it is definitely very Skyrim-y. Yes, as the elite gamers would say. So, I don't know. I like the look. They've really outdone themselves, and this new map just looks fantastic. This isn't the new map. This is the snow biome in the current map, but. But I mean,
this is what's this is screenshots, I think, from the upcoming. That's a sneak peek of
the new snow biome.
The new snow biome
on the island, though. Like.
No. This is on the actual map. These are changes coming to the actual.
Yes, the island. That's what the current map is called.
Yeah, the island. Okay, yeah. I thought you were talking about the floating island.
Okay, no.
From the last.
No, the island. So this is what that north. This is what
changes to the regular map.
This is what. So this section of the map up here will be transformed into, you know, to that. That's what's going to be happening. So, cool stuff coming from the ARK team.
And all right. So now.
So when is that big? When is that? What? When is this big announcement coming out? They said tonight, but when?
Well, there are some of them coming today. I don't know. I don't think that the actual snow biome is happening today.
Okay. Well, I'll keep my eyes out for updates because this. Well, what time? What? They're not even in the U.S., are they?
No, they said this afternoon. So in the next couple of hours, they're doing an update. Okay. So let's go over what they're looking at doing.
Yes.
And we'll see if that clears some of this up. So they're adding, which we talked about already. This is going to be 241, so it's scheduled for today. They're adding the center, which is that new mod, the new official mod.
Which you can already get, by the way. You can get it right.
Yeah, which you can download. But I don't know if you can launch it from inside of the game or how they're doing that right now. And then they're adding some new 100-player official servers for the center. So you have the choice to play those. They improved some of the lighting, so some of the non-true sky lighting and the sky effects. The significant server physics, which is an NVIDIA thing, right? And networking optimizations.
Nice.
They added option for PvE servers to disable building around critical resource nodes. So, pretty much around, let's say, where in the volcano you get a lot of the metals that you can mine. You know, people would put things so that people can build there, because if you build there, the metal doesn't come around anymore. So they're saying that if there's some critical resources that you can only get in that area, you can make it so that people cannot build there to make it so they don't actually show up, because that is a way of trolling in a way. So I think that's what they're viewing it as.
Yeah.
And then you can now pick up and toss dodos and dung beetles. So I think you can pick them up. The actual person can pick them up and throw them. They fixed the huge stall and locks when you transfer a bunch of items at once. So if you're trying to transfer a whole set of items, there's a big lag there. So they're fixing that. And then they added AI to the turret, which is, I think it's one of the dinosaur turrets, if I remember correctly. It's like a centipede looking shape thing that we talked about last week. They added an AI mode to that, so you can choose how it attacks people. And then they added some server override settings. Now, one thing that's a big thing is the war map that you can get that's like, it shows you can say, here's where this is on the map, or here's where other people's bases are that you can put in your base.
Yeah.
They're making it so that is no longer a static picture. That is based on the map that you're using.
Oh, cool.
So it take the actual mini map of the game and make it match that. So if you have a modded map, that war map will always be accurate.
Nice. That's good.
So I think that should be what's out today. They said more notes to come, but we'll see if they actually, sometimes they'll kick something back. So
yeah,
we'll have to see. Well, to see what they actually do.
So that's
hopefully all that's in there.
Yeah, that's ARK, and some good stuff coming from them in the
I can forgive them for not putting an update out in a week.
Yes, yeah, you can give a pass on that.
As long as you actually get this.
So we'll do our little switcheroo here to H1Z1, and of course have our producer update. Brian, got to give him credit. They've been pretty consistent. Not as consistent as Infection Podcast 70 weeks straight.
Now, Shock Dev. So Shock Dev is one of their more consistent guys.
Shock Dev does the
Sebastian.
Well, Shock Dev does the Just Survive updates, and then the community manager does the King of the Kill updates. So this is from Shock Dev, and this is about most of this stuff is Just Survive. But again, like every producer update, this stuff can it's a two way street. This stuff can go to Kill King of the Kill and so on and so forth. So zombies is the first bullet on this thing here. And pretty much what they talk about here is that currently the zombies may be unfair. And they're saying it's just unfair to the players. They acknowledge that some people may like the zombies, but I think it's pretty widely stated that the zombies in H1Z1 are pretty crappy. The zombies have two states. They're either super easy to kill and not a threat, or super OP, and that's pretty much what we've been fluctuating back and forth, like the past year and a half has been.
Yeah,
the zombies are
either there's too many of them or there's not enough.
Yeah, and then they're either super easy to kill or impossible to kill. So they're still working that out now. Part of that is this new zombie AI that they've been tweaking and working on. So they are actively working on zombies. But the biggest issue with the zombies isn't the zombies themselves; it's the actual way to kill the zombies, and that's melee if you don't have a gun. And what they so I'm going to just read this verbatim here. It says, yes, zombies are difficult to engage right now from a melee perspective, and they said that they're working on some stuff to make melee feel better. So they're going to introduce a staggering mechanic. So the analogy that they're
using
is
another one of those keywords.
Stagger, yeah.
Staggering development.
Yeah, stagger. The analogy for this is they said think of the Q pushback, so that you just push your arm out and you push the zombie back, but more advanced. They don't elaborate on what that actually means, but they say it'll give you more depth to use a melee weapon when you use.
So maybe this. Okay. So let's think. Well, you don't watch The Walking Dead, do you?
No, but I know right now the Q is literally just
a push,
a thrust, and then
so
pull
perhaps
back.
They're doing something where you can come up and maybe like put a head into the side.
I don't even think of that. I just think
a knife into the side of the head.
No, I don't think it's even as
advanced
much as
kills.
That is as. I don't think it's advanced because I just think it's more like. Right now, it's just you stand straight and you. I think it may be more of like a push and then like maybe slide off to the side or push and just do something because right now you just stand.
But they're saying it has something to do with the melee weapon.
No, they just say it has to do with melee in general,
which gives more depth to melee weapon use and selection.
Yeah, it gives you more use to do melee.
That's what I'm saying. It's it's got to integrate a melee weapon.
I think it's the way that you're pushing back the zombie. I think that's the.
That's what I'm saying is maybe if you have a melee weapon, it will use that in the pushback.
Not sure. Yeah, possibly. It's the Q pushback, but more advanced. I don't know what that means. They didn't elaborate on it. They'll have more details as they get closer to the implementation. But this should make zombie melee.
If they said what it was now, it'd probably change a couple of
times. What's not even that? So. I'm sure it's an idea, and they're working on the implementation. And they have an idea. And this is the problem with the communities. People don't understand. This game is in alpha. So that when they have an idea and they throw it out to the community, and then they can't implement it that way for X reason, everybody in the community gets all pissed off because they don't understand how game development works. So that's the issue. So now they can't give any details because people get all pissy. So that's the issue. Other than that, got some other stuff. Now, they've really been harping on the rule set servers. Like the past three updates have had something to do with the rule set servers. So this new one is the Nomad server. I don't know who this really appeals to. But this is a no-building, more-zombie server rule set. They'll have some more information on that in the coming weeks with implementation and so on and so forth. But the Nomad server type. So it'll be no-building, many more zombies. But we'll have to... Hopefully that melee mechanic, maybe they're going to time this so that the melee mechanic and this Nomad server come in at the same time because it doesn't make sense.
I mean, in a way, that's kind of like a more of a PvP server with zombies.
But you can't build anything, so it's like a log.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're not encouraging grouping. They're encouraging, like, I'm just going to run around, find a gun, and just go shoot people. And then they're bringing in zombies that are attracted to sound to kind of make it more interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going
to
do, but...
I mean, that just seems to be the hint.
Yeah.
So, now, this is for Just Survive.
Yes. Yeah, this is for Just Survive. So, I don't see this being a very popular game mode. So just because you can't really hold on to anything and store anything, like when you die, like all of your stuff is gone. And then it should be no build, more zombie.
It creates, but other people won't have that either. So, you know, it kind of creates more of an even playing field.
I feel like it would be cool if it was no build, more zombies, more loot. And it was kind of just like a zombie. It just needs like a zombie shoot 'em up. Because, like, are you really going to grind for 40 minutes?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That seems to be what they're. But for some people, that's more interesting. There's a lot of people that don't play with people.
Yeah.
This kind of a server would be something more that you'd want to do because people, if you get into a firefight, they're not going to be able to stop by their base and get a bunch of gear on the way back to come and kill you so you can camp their spawn. You know what I'm saying? Like camp their body.
Yeah.
You can go loot them and you'll know that they're not going to come back immediately full of whatever.
I just,
It creates a different kind of game.
It definitely creates a different kind of game, but they have to do, in my opinion, they have to make the loot spawns more prominent, because it just, that doesn't make, this will not work with the current loot spawning system, which is not ideal. So, but we'll see. We'll have to see what they do. I'm sure they'll figure it out. Plus this stuff is all, they're just testing at this point. They're throwing stuff at the wall and they're seeing what sticks. So, for people that are interested in that, you know, that'll be coming out soon. Now, next thing, this is pretty important. And I want to hear your opinion on this, Brian, because, I just want to hear your opinion on this. So they reference vehicle hoarding, which is a huge issue in the Just Survive and PvP and PvE. So disposable vehicles. So in a nutshell, this is from their post. In a nutshell, you find a vehicle, you use it for a while, it decays, you must go find another. They are taking out vehicle repair. There will be no longer any vehicle repair. Once it decays, it will stop functioning. This is awesome. The next thing, they're going to raise the spawn cap as well, so that there will be more vehicles available to players around the map, and that there will be more randomness to the spawn location, so that it's not, you know, a mad dash for, like if you're down in the south part of the map, it's that the car garage over the well house. There's like the four cars in that one little neighborhood. And then there's the one at the convenience store right outside of that neighborhood. There's like five car spawns or six car spawns right in that little area. So there'll be some more stuff with this. But no vehicle repair, Brian.
I think that's good, because I think that people have just hoarded vehicles not to save them for later just to drive, but just to take them away from other people. That's been the focus of people getting vehicles. I mean, we'd run across places that just had, 10 vehicles?
Yeah.
I mean, seven vehicles stuck in some garage somewhere. And so you'd go blow them all up at once, and then all the vehicles would spawn throughout the map. And so it's been a problem where when you get on certain servers, you can't find a vehicle anywhere, just because people have been sticking them in their bases and not letting them actually respawn.
And, you know, we did the same thing. At one point, we'd have like four or five vehicles parked in our base at a time.
Yeah.
But, of course, we were the target of attackers. They'd constantly magically just all disappear.
That the vehicles should be used actively. I don't see a reason why people really need to store them.
That's what I was just going to say. The vehicle right now is this like prestigious item that you have to keep. But with it being non-repairable, it's more of a tool than it is a...
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to use this for a while, and I might as well not, you know, take it back to my base and store it, because it's going to disappear.
It's going
to
disappear, exactly. Right now, the vehicles are like these things where it's just, you just keep them 100% condition, and they just sit in your base for the time that you need them. But when there's no repair...
That's the problem, is when they don't respawn...
Yeah, there's none of the
game. You'll have new people that could run to almost every single spawn point in the map and not find one.
So this is... I think this is going to be really good. Now, I feel like if I find a vehicle now, I will use it more as a tool, knowing that there's going to be so many more. The reason you hoard cars right now is because there's not enough of them on the server. But when, you know, every day there's cars blowing up and respawning because they're not repairable, that's going to make the cars.
It won't become such a big thing.
We were so afraid to use our cars, but
yeah, because we blow them up every time. Supa was bringing up that. He says, you know, why not be able to store it overnight so that you can continue using it the next day?
Well, you can store it.
It'll disintegrate. So within a period of time, it will go away.
Yeah, it'll go away.
It'll decay regardless of whether you're driving it or
not. Yes, it will decay at some point. But, you know, if you stop playing...
Most people don't just say, all right, I'm going to store it and drive it tomorrow morning. There's a lot of people that just keep bringing more back to their base.
Exactly. Yeah. It gets stored there for weeks on end. Sometimes the server resets.
Gravity Beard says that they should just add bikes.
Well, there is a bike in the game.
It's not rideable.
No, it's not rideable. I know.
Actually made it. They haven't done... I think that they don't want to work on the physics of it.
I'm not sure what it is.
Because they took to make the ATV, they kind of took somewhat of the vehicle one, brought it down and turned it into an ATV. The bike is a totally different set of physics, so
yeah,
it would be more difficult for them to actually do it.
Exactly. So that's vehicle hoarding. That's a pretty big news. And then there's just some other. It's just these incoming fixes here. So modify the ratio of bears and wolf spawns. Screamer.
I guess there's been a ton of like bears.
I've
and
seen
wolves
some
around.
Screenshots. It's just like the wolf specifically. I played a few weeks ago and it was like Wolf Central. I kept getting mauled by these wolves constantly, no matter what I did. The screamer grenade adjustments, retuning zombie damage and attack speed, combat knife headshots should work again. So you can go get a headshot with the combat knife. So
now, yeah, someone was actually mentioning, well, can't you do a headshot? But there's no animation of like I'm sticking.
No, it's just
a knife
you just hit it.
It's just you hit them in the head and they.
So, yeah, so yeah, it's a headshot. They die. So that is the.
Yeah, so one thing they said they're aware of the issues that were introduced last publish, like players dying on stairs and tarps.
Yeah.
So
I wasn't even. It's a bug that was in. I mean, yeah, that's just one of those odd things that they have.
And this is just Survive, so there's not nearly as many people. I think if they had published it in King of the Kill, a lot more people would be screaming about
it. Yeah, I mean, nobody's
every time I go down the stairs, I die.
Nobody is playing King of the. Nobody's playing Just Survive, I should say. That's just a fact. So that is the producer update. Now, this next thing, I saw this week, and this is super cool. So this is the new helicopter model for the Ignition game mode. This is one of these things that they could implement into every game mode now that they have the model done. But this thing looks awesome. This is like a real helicopter.
This
is a real
being
helicopter
flown by a person.
No,
right?
This is for the Ignition game mode.
This is part of the
game
of
mode.
The sequence.
Exactly. This is part of the game mode. But this could totally, now that this is done. And once they get it implemented, they could do so many things with this. So this is going to be awesome. And this is a really, this looks like a nice HD, high quality texture. I have nothing negative to say about this. This is a really, really cool thing that it looks like they're going to be adding into the game. And I can see many things that they do with this besides just having it for the Ignition game mode. So anything on your front there,
Ron? I mean, that's the thing on this. It would be interesting if, like, when you called in an airdrop or, you know, something that this brings it in, get rid of those stupid planes flying over.
Yeah.
Because these, they'd have an excuse to be slower. I mean, imagine if it was a helicopter coming in to do your, like, an airdrop, which they haven't really been into, but it would fly slowly and then, you know, kind of hover over a certain area. But the thing is, it flies slowly to you, hovers over for you for a bit. So maybe when you call in an airdrop, it's not such a random location, but it gives time for people to come and find you.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? It would change the dynamic of right now where the airdrops, what they were is, okay, we got to try to run and get there. We try to find it because it'd be in weird places. And then, you know, probably there would be people there when you got there because the planes were fast. But it wasn't always like that. With this, you know, have it be nice and loud and very obvious. It's flying low down to the ground. It comes right over you. And then it slowly starts to drop, you know, like from a box or whatever, rope or something, and drop something down to you, and you have to wait for it to land to try to loot it. Like that would create a lot more battles, and I think it would be a lot more fun way to play it.
Yeah. So there's a whole boatload of things they could do with that. So that is
we'll see.
Yeah, that's some good news. Now this next thing is a little bit more
techie,
but it's important. So I like, I understand what this is. So they are adjusting how they generate the terrain mesh, which the mesh is, if you've ever looked at like a 3D rendering software or anything like that, everything is that, like, it's that gray, like non-colored thing. That's the mesh. It's the mesh is the mountains and the hills and the divots. And then over the top of the mesh, they skin it and they put grass and trees.
Yeah, they put what you see.
Exactly. So, but the mesh is the underlying map. So this is what they're showing off here. So on the left is the old, and on the right is the new mesh. Now, looking at this picture, you don't really understand what's changed. So in the old mesh, the triangles were always, everything was in the same direction. So everything was flowing in the same direction. And the
new
one
would create weird little rips. Like but it looks like a stretch part of terrain. This will,
No, not exactly.
This will actually change
it. It won't, because he answered that in the comments. But this is the better. This is a better look at what he's actually talking about. So on the right is the on the old, and you can see how it's just this. Let's see, let me highlight this, because this is actually really hard to see. I got to zoom way in on this. So this is the old one, and you can see the this line and this line. Everything is in the same direction. Every line, everything is angled the same way.
It's kind of blocky in a way.
Yes.
It's
now, and then this is the new one, which allows them to cut in multiple. Look, like this. This is the cut. This one. That's a cut. This is a cut. Like, it allows them to do stuff in different directions. Here's another one. This is another cut. It allows them to do stuff in different directions, so that they can. Better.
I would assume it make it so they can, when they skin it, it'll look a little bit better. Like, it'll look less blocky, right?
I mean, I'm not sure if it'll look less blocky.
The thing that they're putting it on, like, it shouldn't even more evenly distribute.
But it should allow them to do some different stuff with the terrain itself, because now everything is not forced in the exact same direction.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see,
we'll see once they release the new map.
Yeah. But I mean, the fact that he tweeted this,
once you see the difference,
the fact that he tweeted this out with an example shows how, I'm not a game developer. I only play one on the internet, but he seems to be pretty excited about this. And I don't know a whole lot about meshing and terraining for games, but it's got to add something, or he wouldn't have bothered bringing it up. So
if somebody in chat could have shown it with some terrain on it and say, hey, look, here's the difference. Because the problem is, when you're looking at the actual mesh, like, to him, that means a lot more than it does to us.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because he's like, oh, look at those lines. But, you know, if we could see, all right, well, here is the exact same mesh with terrain put on it. Oh, look how they're, you know, maybe it goes to this different terrain without, you know, as maybe it's not as obvious. Yes. Maybe they're not to that point, though. They only did it this morning.
Was that this morning, or was that yesterday?
You're right. That was yesterday. Oh, yesterday afternoon. Okay. So yesterday morning they did this. So they probably weren't to the point of putting the terrain over it yet.
Yeah. So I do have some unfortunate news to pass along to the H1Z1 community. This doesn't involve the game directly, but because we're so wrapped up in the community aspect itself, this is pretty big news. So our friend FaZe Pyre, FaZe Pyre. He's the live streamer. He runs the Stronghold. He's one of the people that runs the Stronghold server, and he was a mod of the H1Z1 subreddit. And for the last 70 weeks, Brian and I have he's the one that does all of the changelog dumps, where he compares the unofficial patch notes. He does all of that stuff. And he has unfortunately stepped down as a moderator on the H1Z1 subreddit. And he says it was in reference to a conflict of interest. So the speculation behind that would be that he's working on a game with somebody, or for a company that's competing with something, whatever. I have no inside information, but that's what it sounded like. He is stepping down as a moderator, and I sent him a private message, but I know Brian feels the same way. You know, thank you for putting all this stuff out there, because sure as hell saved us a lot of time. So, unfortunately, he is no longer a moderator, but this is good news for all of you H1Z1 buffs out there, because they are looking for new moderators of the H1Z1 subreddit. And I know our audience is really excited. Everybody's asking me to apply. I'm not going to. Brian, are you going to be applying as a moderator?
No. And they've already put some of them in place, if you look.
Yes, they have.
They put 5 new moderators, so I guess they needed 5 to replace him.
Isn't that interesting? So they have added 5 new moderators.
And so we'll have to see how, because they added Zaylin, Thorax, Define Realities, Zenlon, and Zach Attack Leader. And there's still already a lot of controversy.
What is the controversy?
Just some people are bringing up past posts of some of these people and saying, look at the horrible things they've said about Daybreak.
Oh, nice.
and then they're having them be a moderator.
Yeah. The H1Z1 subreddit at this point is, it's a cesspool. There's really nothing on there that I used to check the subreddit like multiple, like
hourly,
yeah, like 10, 15 times a day, like constantly refreshing the new on the subreddit. I've stopped because it's just, you know, to be frank, it's just people bitching and complaining about the game, which I mean, I realize I do for 2 hours every week. It's fine and dandy, but I just don't want to read that all day.
You're not getting that insider information anymore on there. Like, just used to be you're looking for constant, oh, here's something new, here's something that might be happening, or look at people are putting in all these ideas, let's put in our input because maybe it'll happen. And we've just gotten past that point.
Yeah, like you know,
you could say all things that you want in there all day, it doesn't mean they're gonna listen and put it in.
Yeah, like you know, I don't but like the top 1, 2, 3, 4 the top 5 posts from this week are: got a 5-man biofuel in a BR, which is cool. Current issues with H1Z1 Just Survive. Please remove the shotgun until it's fixed. What defook? Yeah. And then a H1Z1 Green Day Boulevard of Broken Dreams parody. Those are the top 5 posts in the last week. Not the producer update. Not the game update that we covered as breaking news on last week's show. Not the new moderator stuff. A parody of a Green Day song, and then people bitching and complaining about the game. That's the top 5 posts. I'm sorry.
And that's,
but,
how
I mean,
it's been,
but that's
for
what
a
it
while.
Is.
I mean, it's been like, it's not like it's changed gradually over time. It's been like this for quite some time.
Oh, God. It's been like this. It's 6 months, maybe. Yeah. It's been like this for a while. Yeah, the parody is good. I'll give you that. But that should not be like the top thing on the H1Z, especially when there was game updates. There was 2 game updates in the past week.
You figure people would be talking about, yeah, actual changes.
Yes.
I mean, the take the shotgun out of the game or fix the shotgun has been the type of post, I mean, related to that exact topic has been in there for months.
Yeah.
People saying the shotgun's messed up. The shotgun's messed up. Well, obviously they're not changing the shotgun. So just give it up.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. I go to it like 2-3 times a week now. If I see a post on Twitter, I'll go to it, and before the show, I'll go to it to see what's up. But there's nothing on there useful, unfortunately. Yeah. So, but it's a real shame. But again, I want to thank FaZe for what he did for the H1Z1 community. I know I definitely appreciated it. So, thank you for that, and good luck on your new venture. So, that's kind of what's going on with the community. Now, Brian, let's do the game giveaway, and then you have a story you'd like to talk about. So what are we giving away here?
All right. So this week for our game giveaway, it is going to be Tracks Mania 2. And so the keyword for this will be, we'll do track, all lowercase. I was going to do stadium, but people sometimes get weird on their spelling.
STIDUIMS.
We have some people that aren't from the U.S., so I don't want to make them try to spell some words. So we'll
the word is enter.
Yeah. So do track, all lowercase.
Yes.
And this is for Track Mania 2,
which we gave away.
And this was donated. We gave away a copy. Hide and Holdout gave us 2 copies of this a while ago. We gave away 1 at the time. So this is the other copy that they gave us. So this is Hide and Holdout, which we'll be talking about a little bit later in the show. But check it out, h2o-game.net.
Yes, Hide and Holdout.
And this will be a Steam link a Steam gift. So I will need to be either friends with you or have an account, but we'll work that out.
Yeah, if you're here live, just stay around to the after show, and we'll get it to you at some point. So,
or I may, if it's somebody that I already have on my friends list, we'll get it taken care of.
Now, this last week's game of the week that Langun is running was H1Z1 King of the Kill. I was unfortunately not around. I had to attend an event, but Brian was around, and I guess there was some controversy. I was not here. I didn't talk to anybody this week. I was busy this weekend. I didn't hear what happened, but Brian just said bad things have happened. So, Brian, I'm gonna go grab an ice cream, and I'm just gonna let you take it away.
All right. So we tried to play. We were all gung ho because a couple weeks ago, right? We played King of the Kill.
Yeah, like what, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks
it
ago?
It worked.
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
The queuing system is still what the queuing system is, but we got in and we played it, and we had a good time. So we figured, oh, we'll do another one. We'll go ahead and we'll schedule this time, have it be King of the Kill, hopefully get a bunch of people to come out and play. And we started playing. First of all, you know, still the problems with the queuing system.
How many people did you have?
I think we had about 10 people.
Oh, nice. Two groups. Okay, cool.
So two groups of people. And so we get in there and we land. And I start out by, you know, in those garages where they have, there's like a pickup truck that's being worked on. It's the garage, you know, the garage is just one of those sitting in there. So I'm back behind one of those running from that room and coming around that pickup truck. And some guy comes up to, you know, the far side past the garage door, and he single taps me with a handgun.
Nice.
Through the window of the truck.
Which you can't do.
So, and I'm moving. Oh. Right? So he doesn't even pull the trigger twice. Like he just, it's a 9mm. He just goes pop, headshot instantly. Doesn't even try shooting again. I'm like, okay, this is fishy. I mean, I've dealt with hackers plenty in this game. You know, I didn't report him. I didn't say anything to him, but I'm just like, this to me screams hacker.
Especially it's like your first death of the thing. It's just like, God, like what the
hell? And if you don't, I don't know when I've not pulled the trigger twice on a handgun when I'm trying to kill somebody, because you have to, I mean, you don't know that you're going to kill them instantly. Like you're going pop, 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 especially when they're right there. So he does that, whatever. And so then like within a minute later, the exact same thing happens to Musty. He's like, I just got one tapped. And then something happened to Landgun as well, to where it was just really suspicious. Like, so three of us got knocked out, what seemed like hackers immediately. And we were just like, all right, this is enough. So and nobody wanted to play anymore because we didn't want to deal with the queuing system again. So we all started playing Unreal Tournament.
Wait, enough? It was one game you guys played?
We actually managed to get into one game,
oh, man.
Played it, and we're like, "That this is enough. We're not playing anymore. We've had it."
Wow. So that's the story. Wow, I thought it was going to be some more dramatic stuff. It was just like one guy just really ruined your day.
Yeah, but the thing is, they were all single taps. Like,
yeah,
they didn't pull the trigger twice, which I know what that means.
because they're hackers. Yeah,
with a handgun. You're wanting to guarantee a kill. You're like, so you go, you know, you go pop, pop, pop. If you single tap everybody, especially when I'm moving from, you know, through when something's blocking us, I don't like it.
Yeah.
And I've had enough in this game. I'm like, I just don't need to deal with it.
There you go. Now, this is a good segue to this week's game. This Friday night, we are going to be playing Unreal Tournament. Which is a free-to-play. We've been trying to keep these games free-to-plays or games that we know that everybody has, like H1Z1.
Yes.
But this week's game is going to be Unreal Tournament. And the way you get this, Brian, now correct me if I'm wrong, you go to epicgames.com, and from that website, you can click on...
It's like right at the upper right.
Yeah, there's a button that says Unreal Tournament at the top. And it says Play Unreal Tournament. And then there's a... From there, there's just a big button that says download UT for free, which is Unreal Tournament. And this is
the download's pretty much the Unreal Engine launcher. And then in there, I don't know, maybe they have a different downloader, but that's how we were doing it. Is download's the launcher. And then there's an Unreal Tournament tab there now you're talking about are you talking about on their website?
Yeah. How did you download it on their website? What did you download? The Unreal Engine or the Unreal Tournament?
So on the upper right, they have like get Unreal, and then it downloads the Epic Games. Pretty much what you could install Unreal Engine with, but along the top, the tab is a top, or on the top is a tab that allows you to click Unreal Tournament and then click get or download.
Oh, get Unreal. I see that. I see get Unreal. Okay.
So you get Unreal.
So you have to get Unreal and then get
the
thing itself. So this, there will be a, oh geez. I will be,
is that weather?
No, I will get a, I'll put something out on the website or on Twitter of how to actually get this. But If you go to the Steam, I gotta close out of Steam. But if you go to the Steam page, it's scheduled. It'll be Friday night, 9:30. You have plenty of time to go download it between now and Friday. So we're gonna be playing the Unreal Tournament. It's not a mod, but it's a community remake of Unreal Tournament but like an updated version of that. So Unreal Tournament Friday night, 9:30 Eastern. InfectionPodcast.com. So. That's yep. What's going on. And I'll be around. I don't know if you will be, Brian, but I'll be around this week. And
I think I will be.
Okay. So hope to see you guys there Friday at night.
And they've got a ton of maps in that. And it's pretty well polished. The queuing system was good. Like, we could just continuously play. So
good.
It'll create a nice, fast-paced night.
Nice.
So that's good.
All
right. Do we want to roll or do we want to?
Yeah, I think we're ready to roll. What do we got?
All right, so this week's winner is Fat, Broke, and Ugly.
There we go. Friend of the show. As
yes.
Yes.
So I will, so this was for, let's see, Stadium 2, or Trackmania 2 Stadium.
I love how Gravity enters late. It's been on the screen for 7 minutes now.
Now, I don't think I got to find... So I'll message him to give me his Steam contact.
So while Brian is getting that all, congratulations, Fat, Broken, Ugly on the game. Thanks, PHVCK, you can enter now. There was some, Brian talked about H2O. And this is version, they're still on 0.01. So this is 0.01.74C. This is a hot fix. So the improvements for this were the server performance have been slightly improved, which is they're always working on some type of server or network performance, which is a big deal.
Especially when this is a new game, like that's a lot of the stuff. And we saw that for how long with Ark?
Oh yeah, for God. Every patch, I mean, there would just be one line patch notes that were like improved because somebody they'll be working on the server itself and come across them like, oh man, I could do this, I could implement this thing differently and save X amount of cycles.
Yeah,
and then it's just like, oh, that's awesome. Let's just implement that as its own little change. So it's just figuring out the way to implement stuff more efficiently because they're writing the server. So
yeah.
That performance has been improved slightly. The animations management of player characters has been improved. Also, the movement of the camera. It's less confused now, so the camera should not get as confused as it did before, so that should be a little smoother. The crates and other... immovable objects cannot be placed in low water, like inside of the small shipyard. So the low water areas, you can no longer place items in there, and they will collide normally with vehicles. So that's
maybe people were placing things right below the water and making it so that when people hit them, like it killed them or something, and you couldn't see them.
Exactly. So the low they fixed
sounds like something people would do.
Of course. What else would you do on an online game? So now the water does not block the melee attacks. It just goes through it. The ping checker now verifies the ping on a longer period to limit the mistakes. Because if you check ping every second, I mean, you could have one bad ping. Like if you run if you just run a ping of Google, you could, you know, be 34 milliseconds, 34 milliseconds, and then like 90 milliseconds. It's like, oh, well, you know, what happened there?
So then what are they trying to get more consistent?
Yeah, more consistency. Exactly. More consistency of the ping. Limit the mistakes of one bad ping.
Yeah.
Which is what they're trying to do there. So the simple stairs have been modified and the bears have been removed and the walkable area is wider. So you now have a larger area to walk up the simple stairs. The shipyard needs to be snapped to place. Now. So you need to snap it actually instead of free placement.
But that's good though. Like,
yes.
That's the problem is when you have free placement of things,
stuff is everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's impossible
to be a huge problem. So I love in a building system when you actually have a snapping anything
like Ark. Yes, everything snaps
because you when you try to make something big and you're not snapping, like at the very end, you realize, oh, this doesn't line up.
Yeah, this wall, there's a 6-inch gap in this wall because it's just wide open. So that's always an issue. Two more things on here. The color of the wood stick and the fishing rod have been adjusted. That's obviously a big change. I know a lot of people are looking for that. And then the cot has been renamed to the bed. So
these guys are French. They must call it a cot.
I don't know.
And they're like, oh, all these Americans are complaining. What is a cot?
So just some little things in here. This wasn't too crazy of an update, but we're starting to see more playability stuff, like the way that the simple stairs are wider now. So you can walk up the, you have a more of a, you have a larger area to walk up the stairs.
And they've had a patch every week, which for me, that's what I, you know, I like to see consistent, you know, that's one thing we've loved about Ark. It's just how consistent the patches have been.
Yes.
And so I think as long as they keep putting out consistent patches, and you know, this is pretty new. Some of these games that you know, we look at games, and because of the early release things, we look at games and are so jaded, I guess you could say, because you know, there's ones that have been worked on for a long time, or they've been out for a long time, and oh, look how polished that is. And then people release something that they've been working on for a much shorter period of time, and we're like, why doesn't it look like this?
Yes.
You know, with Alpha, we get to see every stage of it and kind of see whether they take it and they make it something, or with some games, you see them kind of just, it dissolves into nothing.
Yeah.
So
there you go. That is all we have for Hide and Hold Out. And, of course, I'm sure we'll have many more updates next week from them. Now, yes. Grav.
Yeah, so they put out a patch. Now, this is a game that I know it's actually a lot of fun to play. A lot of people have been very frustrated because I mean, it's been out for quite some time. And so I mainly wanted to show this because like this was like a 300 or 400 megabyte update.
Okay.
But when you look at these patch notes, I'm just trying to figure out
what was the big update?
It's also what I'm trying to figure out is what in this was 300 plus megabytes. So they put in the German they updated the German localization, which means the way that they say things in German language, they updated that. And then they put a shout out here to who did it for him. So some guy did that.
This seems to be the way to go. Having players of the game
community,
the foreign translate, well, foreign to us, but the language translations, they know it. They're not computers.
Yep. And rather than us guessing or using Google, you know, translate and having it say something really strange.
Yeah, there's a lot of programs like this switching software we use. The translation is done by Google Translate. So when you select a different language, it's just like, you know, spits a word, which I know from taking a foreign language in high school, Google Translate always doesn't get you the right answer, as I found out many times. So it doesn't work.
When you try to carry on that secret relationship with a foreign woman, like
on Facebook,
you're like, oh, I speak your language.
let me just put this in Google Translate and see what the output is.
And I end end
up offending her whole family. So it's always how it ends.
So they reduced the volume of the turret firing sound. They added a console command, which force kill all vehicles. The definition of a newbie for PvP has been increased from level 25 to 40. All AI skills are now a hockey stick in terms of upgrading. Drill platform has had their drill times reduced by 50%, fixed a metal ramp collision, fixed a physics crash, and fixed for vehicles falling through the world if they don't spawn on a border. What is 300 megabytes in that? It's all like text code changes.
I have a theory.
Okay.
Could this be that they're getting ready to introduce something into the game, but the underlying code was put in this patch? That's probably what it was.
That could be what it is, but it's not something they're actually releasing yet. Cause I just can't, I looked at the patch. I'm like, oh, this is a big patch. And then I went and looked at these notes and I'm just like, man.
Yeah. I would,
where is it? This is all like, you know, changes in a text file of like, oh, this value is now this, and this value is this. Here's some text for German. You know, that's not 300 megabytes worth. So there's gotta be something else in this.
It's probably an underlying addition to something that they're working on, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So that's is Grav. Now, you took something out of here.
For some reason we had it said the parachutes for H1Z1, and I assume that was wrong. Did you put that in there?
I did not. No,
that was an old status. That was from our old notes, and somehow they got stuck in there. So I took them out.
I gotcha.
All right, so now The Forest is a game that I have it on my watch list. As soon as it goes on sale, it's not like it's super expensive.
It's one of those games don't want to pay full price for.
Yeah, I just don't want to pay full price. Like, I don't like buying games at full price.
And if you remember, the forest is the...
That's the one we were watching.
The base building system, like you say, I want to build a wall here, and then you have to put all the resources, and it slowly builds it up.
Yes, really cool. Like that building mechanic. Like that was very well done. And so this is one that I think would be a lot of fun. I don't really know very many people that have it.
I don't know anybody that has it.
Yeah. And so that's where, you know, I'd be kind of playing it by myself. But this is one where I really want to get the game. And so the same thing, they did a lot of changes. Like all equipment pieces on the crafting mat can now be equipped directly from there. Just, you know, there was a lot of fixes. A simple press of the lighter button now stashes it when holding a lightable item. You know, just, they fixed a number of items. When woken from sleep, enemies will now walk towards the sound source. But this is just a game. They did a lot of fixes. I mean, this is probably about, what, 3 pages of fixes?
Yeah, more than... this is like a Rust changelog yes. In terms of what this is.
So there's a ton of things that they put in here. And so they're actively, and that's the main thing I want to show this, is they're actively working on this game. So that just reinforces that I really want to get this once it goes on sale.
If I press Control P, this is 6 pages.
Nice.
Of printed paper, 8.5 by 11. So
yeah.
There you go.
So now that's the thing with this is the Steam summer sale is coming up in weeks.
June 23rd?
Yes.
Well, not we. I mean, it's like a month away.
Oh, is it June?
Yes.
I thought it was. Okay, so it's a little over a month.
Get your information set there, Brian. It is June 23rd and ends. I rattled that right off.
Well, it takes me a little bit longer to prepare my bank account for.
Yeah, well, unfortunately. So it's June 23rd and it ends July 4th, so. It's time of the year again.
Yes.
I always, you know, this is the thing. I'm going to get off on a little tangent here. We're doing good on time. The summer sale is always that thing where it's like, I can't wait to get all these games, like rip my bank account. Like, oh man, I'm going to spend all this money. But
yeah,
then like it comes out and you're like, God, all these games suck. Like there's every year I'm like, oh, I'm going to spend like 100, like, you know, 150, 200 bucks on games.
I've never spent anything. Like, oh, there's good games. But yeah, the more recent ones, like last time they had a big sale, I didn't really get anything. Usually I'll buy stuff, but I didn't really get anything. There wasn't anything that really caught my eye, and I was kind of disappointed.
The last summer, I was very disappointed with the last summer sale. And it's just, it's like a game has to, for me, a game that I'm, like, now Gadlo's saying, I want Doom to be a game that's like really on sale, because I'll totally buy Doom if it's like 15, 20% off. But like a game I'm not really interested in for it to appeal to me, it needs to be like $5, $6. Like,
yeah.
But now that we're more into, you know, maybe this is an opportunity to get a bunch of survival games for cheap. So, you know what we should do, Brian?
That's what
we should put together. I got a great idea. Coming up next week, we're going to have a lot of work to do, but our Steam Summer Sale Buyer's Guide will be coming up next week or the week after.
Well, that's the only thing is, did they tell you any of
But we can put down games to add to your watch list, like games that we talk about. So our holiday buyer's guide will be coming up next week at 7 p.m. Eastern. Yes. So check it out. We'll have all the games that we've talked about, and you can add those to your watch list. It'll give you it'll send you an email, and actually it'll notify your Steam Authenticator app as well when a game goes on sale. Yes. So some cool stuff coming up with that. June 23rd through the 4th of July, America's big day. So
We will see how that goes. They may release some really cool things. And that's the thing, is I like to see a really good deal. So
yeah, that's the thing.
Might be an opportunity for some of the people that watch, that we talk about certain games that we play that they don't have yet. That's what this is good for, is we can get people onto those games so that we can do those Let's Play Fridays.
Yeah. Like Hide and Hold Out, The Forest, like games like that. If you get them 40, 50% off, you know, I know H1Z1 will be on sale, because they go on sale for every, all the events that Steam does, which is cool. So you can do that. So that's coming up. Get your rip your bank account.
Right. So that is The Forest. Now here's one that is a survival game that I saw a little bit about, but it's called Stranded Deep.
Okay.
And it's a early access open world survival with crafting. They do kind of the same thing. It's the forest, actually, where in the beginning there's an airplane scene where it crashes. So this, your airplane crashes out in the middle of the ocean, and you swim to or somehow get to a deserted island. And so you have to survive. It has, you know, very positive ratings, recently more mixed. But the graphics on it are good. I mean, it looks like it's built on a nice engine. They put out an update, like a hot fix, on May 4th. So it's still actively being developed. On May 3rd, they put in a pretty big patch that was going through a lot of changes on this. So, you know, definitely if this was a game to keep an eye on, I know that that with the hotfix, it was something small. But with the actual update, they added new animals, climbing, clouds, you know, things that maybe would, like, the, I assume the clouds affected performance, or maybe they just finally put the graphics in there to do it. But yeah, they did a lot of fixes. They improved a lot of things. And so this is a game I hadn't really looked into before. So I'll be keeping my eye on it. But it's called Stranded Deep. And it's, I think, about $10.
No, it's $15, and it's single player. So it's something to keep your eye on. But
yeah, I mean, it's not like you're going to be playing with a bunch of people. But it's more of like you against the environment type of game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what the playability of this is. I'm surprised you didn't freak out about the intro.
That's the thing is, it's generate an infinite number of procedural worlds.
So it's kind of like No Man's Sky.
Yep. So you can explore Pacific islands, reefs, bottomless ocean trenches filled with detailed biomes. So no two worlds are the same. So when you start the game, it actually generates it. So you could start over and have a totally different game. So it has a physically based building system, a crafting system, dynamic weather with the day-night cycle. So it's got random loot, so you can go search. So it's not like every time the loot is at a certain spot. It's got hunting and fishing. So, I mean, it's something they're looking at adding more, like, variety in future patches, more wildlife, an endgame scenario. So it's still in development. So it's not completed yet. So.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, definitely something to keep your eye on. There's a lot of stuff. And if you... random listener to the show, if you find an item that you think you'd want, or a game or something that you think is of interest to Brian or myself or any of the other members of the community of the show, send us an email, contact@infectionpodcast.com. We actually have people that do that stuff.
There's those little gems out there that you miss. So
yeah, and even if it's something like this, it's not like, you know, like, oh, this game might not be, even if it's something that you wouldn't buy, but is fits into the genre and is something interesting, I'd like to hear about it, because you'd be surprised with how, like, you know, Rust is a perfect example of this. A game that launched, I guess you could say it flopped, because nobody played it. And then the next thing you know, it's this super popular game that's, like, got, you know, 30,000 people playing concurrently. So it's always good to keep this stuff on your radar. So, if you got something, shoot it over to Brian and myself at our email. So there you go.
And then here's a game that I still have hope for. So the Black Death. You know, I went in there and they didn't have, when they first got it, didn't really have anything.
Did you try it again recently?
I haven't. No, but with this patch that they put out here recently, I'm going to go in and try playing it again, because they're actually starting to add things in now.
Gotcha.
So they added guards to they added animals.
So they had workable doors.
Yeah, I think the doors work now. the infection, like the virus, mutates.
The infection podcast in the game. Wow.
Yeah. Maybe they'll tribute it to us. All wine can now be consumed and used. Lootables now repopulate items and loot. So maybe that was the issue. Is like, that's why I couldn't find anything, because loot wasn't respawning. Dead horse bodies now found around the world and are lootable. So they're adding things in there. They're fixing progression things and adding, changing the weapons, and maybe, like, they're fixing, hopefully, the things that I was having issues with. So I'll go in and play again. and we'll see if they've made something that's more of a real game. Because that's the problem, is I ran around and it was so much like a sandbox. No, it wasn't like a game that they put any kind of structure to, that I didn't even know what to do.
Well, and it didn't work. I mean, it was broken.
So I didn't know like what issue? wasn't letting me do things by design versus, you know, this is just totally, a game that's, who knows?
Like, it's a crappy game. I mean, there's a trade-off.
It started out that way. So they need to, they put on their Trello, there's a link to their Trello, which kind of shows what they're looking at incorporating. So that, as long as they keep doing consistent changes, like here they're talking about adding all these animals, having like NPC aggression and combat, just auto run toggle, which should be something really easy. As long as they keep putting things into it, like, this is something I can check in on every month and see at what point it grabs my interest.
Exactly. So
yeah,
there you
we'll
go.
See.
That's that who backed that? Who was the company that backed that?
Green Man Gaming.
Yeah, Green Man Gaming. The site that sells stuff.
He pushed it, and I bought it with his discount and everything, but it was just,
and you got screwed.
Yeah, I mean, that was day one. Like, I'll give them, maybe they needed some operating capital to continue developing, and that's why they pushed it out now. But I would hope that a game would be more polished than that to be released at that point.
Yeah. Now, this next thing you threw in here is a game called Lifeless. I don't think we've talked about this before.
No, so this is one that's not released yet. Yeah. So this is June 2016.
Now, this is set in, it says May of 2021. 10 players have passed. What?
Yeah, it's in the future. In the future.
At this point, almost 10 years in the future. There's a wasteland. There's two factions fight over the resources, and you're surviving. It's this never-ending survival genre, and I'll play this little promo here. I hope the problem with a lot of these Steam promos is how much of it is like, and this one seems to have more real gameplay than others.
Yeah, this one isn't all cut scenes.
Yeah,
it's actual gameplay. Like, you can see that it's real gameplay.
Exactly. So
are you going to be playing any audio, or are we talking?
No, about this? I think there's really nothing to play here. It's just music. Yeah. It's very cartoony. That was my first impression. It almost reminded me of like a what is that zombie game on the Xbox?
I have no idea.
Dead Rising ish. Like the way that not that Dead Rising is cartoony ish, but like the way that the weapons are and like the blood. I mean, look at this blood screenshot. Like,
yeah, it's a little over the top.
It's just not even like State of the Decay. I don't know. It's just, it's not, the game's not out yet. I'm not going to trash it, but odd look. It looks good.
The level design, though, like if you look at some of the screenshots.
Yeah, I mean, look at this screenshot. That's a nice screenshot.
Yeah.
But again, is this
and
what
this
the
is
game
early on? I mean, this hasn't been, this isn't coming out for another month.
This is called
Lifeless. Another month. So
now the question is, and this is always the biggest issue, is this an actual screenshot, or is this a modeled render of a direct output from the engine?
Now this is being released once again by Green Man Loaded. So since we had just talked about,
I'm going to say this is a not buy then if you're,
we'll see. Maybe it'll be better. So this is Welcome to Stillwater Bay. So it's a wasteland. You pretty much learn to survive by finding supplies, collecting equipment. It says choose a side. Two factions for fight for survival. Choose between the civilian Nova Guard and the crazed Spartan flanks, and then fight for your life. So
yes,
we will see.
So Myth says he has a stress test this weekend for this game, I would assume. I'll not let you know because if it's good or not.
He says, I'll not let you know, guys, know because he's under NDA.
Well, Myth, send us if you don't mind, get us in contact with the developers, because I'm interested in hearing about these games. So if you feel like you would like to pass that information on, go ahead and do that. But always interested in hearing about these new games. So, wow, this game requires quite a, it requires 6 gigabytes of memory, GTX 560 and i3. So,
yeah, the minimum is 6 gigs of RAM. So, and it's DirectX 10. So they're not even doing the DirectX 9 route.
Yeah.
Which is good. They don't need to do that anymore.
Yeah. Now, let's do another giveaway and then we will,
All right, so this one is going to be, let me hold up here. So this one is going to be Battleborn. This was actually donated by, this was donated by Unicorn Joe. And if you want to find him on Twitch, and just put Battle, so Battle all lowercase. This was donated by Unicorn Joe. So if you want to find him on Twitch, it's twitch.tv/UnicornJoe without an E on the end.
Yes.
So Unicorn J-O. And he streams every once in a while. And he's actually been listening to the podcast a long time. And he gave away a game at our last Friday.
Yeah, Let's what did Play. He say? He said he was giving away Doom.
The new Doom, yeah.
Do you know who won Doom?
I don't recall who it was. I was leaving right when they did that.
Gotcha, cool.
But yeah, so he gave that away to one of the people that were playing. So what we've been doing on Friday nights is we give it away to people that are playing.
Yes. So. Yeah, which I'll do another one this weekend. Cuz we had a Supa who's in the chat had give us a bunch of games to give away. So I like giving away the games on Friday. It gives people that can't watch live the opportunity to win some games. So that is that and now I guess we will transition into current players. Currently playing H1Z1 combined. This is a combination of Just Survive and King of the Kill. 9,564, the 24-hour peak for that, 14,153, and the 7-day peak for that, 17,160. Moving on to Just Survive. Currently playing that, 2,815, the 24-hour peak for that, 3,911. And the 7-day peak, 4,697. Now, King of the Kill's number is a little bit stronger than last week's. But currently playing that, 6,781. The 24-hour peak for that is 10,242. And 12,463 is the 7-day peak. Now, ARK. This is Survival Evolved. Currently playing that, 27,107. The 24-hour peak for that is 47,079. And the 7-day peak, 58,906. Less than 100 users or players short of 59,000.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. Now, I do have some unfortunate news for all of you ARK Survival of the Fittest fans. I've dropped that from current players, as every week it was the same, like
902.
Yeah. So instead, I added DayZ, which I know has been in the news recently. So currently playing DayZ, 6,523. This is the standalone. The 24-hour peak for that game is 10,567, and the 7-day peak, 13,572. And that's up for DayZ. And then finishing out here is Rust. Currently playing that, 20,989. 7-day 24-hour peak for that, I'm sorry, is 35,554. And the 7-day peak right up there with ARK, just about 10,000 short of ARK, 47,270. That's just amazing when you look at that. So that is current players. DayZ, Rust, got rid of Survival of the Fittest, but the... Survival of the Fittest, got rid of that, just because it wasn't... They're not actively promoting it, and it was just kind of a waste to do every week because it was like, 1,107 people are playing right now. The 24 peak was 3,000. It just became repetitive. So,
DayZ's gotten a lot of airtime.
Yeah. So, I want to quickly talk about DayZ because I did have I lost it. Let's see. There was the reason you're seeing DayZ in the news again is because they did they did an experimental update, and it's update 0.60. So the 0.6 or 0.60 is what everybody's calling it. Now, There's a bunch of issues with it, of course. It's an experimental build. But real quick, if you're interested in getting this, because there's an article on their or a post on their subreddit for this. So if you have DayZ, you have to have you have to have the DayZ standalone to play this. So you go to your Steam library, you right click on DayZ, you open the settings tab, you open the beta tab, and then select experimental dash unstable testing version in the drop down menu, and then your download will start and you'll get access to the 0.60 update. I will be playing that this week at some point. So if anybody...
I don't have it. So that's another one. If they put it on the Steam Summer
Sale. This is an expensive game. This game is, I think, $40.
Yeah.
If my memory is...
And it kind of flopped originally. So I was like, I'm not going to waste my money on it. Yeah, so if they put it on a sale.
But this update has gotten a lot of press. I'm seeing people on Twitter posting about it. I'm seeing a lot of people posting about it. So at some point this week, I'll be playing it. I'll be in TeamSpeak, maybe even tomorrow. So if you're looking to play, just hop on TeamSpeak and we'll see what's going on. So that is the that's the DayZ, the 0.60 update. And you check that out. So,
all right.
You want to do...
Is there anything else? Do you want to be tip of the week and then we can do the game giveaway?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. All right. So for this... tip of the week. Actually, tip of the week is where we go through and I'll give either a survival tip or sometimes it's about a specific game, but it's something that's going to be gaming related that may help you in your life or in a specific game. So this is tip of the week. All right, so for this tip, I figured I would jump on the DayZ hype train here and give some quick tips for DayZ. So this is for DayZ standalone. And they have, for instance, if you're getting a really low frame rate, I know people have talked about this, but if you're getting a bad frame rate inside of DayZ, one thing that you can do is go to Documents, go to DayZ, and open up the DayZ.config file. And in there, they have their max frames ahead. So with the graphics, GPU underscore max frames ahead and GPU detected frames ahead, if you set that to 1, it will make it so you have a better frame rate. So that is one tip for it's an actual config file, so make sure you're not running it at the time. Edit it before you load the game and then load in and then see if it helps your frame rate with that. An in-game tip.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this become tips of the week again, Brian?
Doing quick tips. We don't need to do tips. Need to cross out.
Well, I don't know. Do we need to?
I may not do it every week.
So we this is what needs to happen. We need to have this intro, the tips of the week intro, and it needs to look like.
Have a question mark tips.
Jeez. No, but it needs to look like it needs to look like this, and then have tips, and then have tip crossed out, and then have tips again.
And then have it be tips again.
Tips again, and then it'll eventually all come full circle. So this is quick tips of the week. I'm sorry. Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
Okay, so another tip here is when exiting the server when unconscious, if you do that, your character will die. It's not like it leaves your body there for a little while unconscious. It will actually kill your character if you try to leave the game. So don't hit Alt F4 or anything like that or exit the server when you're unconscious. Wait till you actually wake up again.
I heard Alt F4 makes your FPS better as well. So
yes, it helps instantly.
Yeah.
And then another thing, and this is something that'll probably make more sense to you, power lines always lead to Electro is what
that's
I always call it.
That's a fact.
But Electro Zavodost.
Yeah, these are all Russian cities. All power lines lead to an Electro.
So if you follow the power lines, you will go to a city. So those are my tips. Tips of the week.
Tips or tip? Make up your mind. Week. No, you can't have this. And somebody mentioned, why don't you just make it tip? Tip, and then the. Oh God, the little bracket S and then close it so that it could be a tip or tips, but that's too easy. So
no,
Yes.
So anyways, that was a couple of tips of the week.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. That's the new name. Just a couple of tips of the week.
Just a couple of tips here.
All right. We got a game giveaway.
Are we ready for this? Okay. So
yeah, I mean,
got 25 people that have entered into this week. So, all right. E-Man Forever, another listener of the show. Oh,
come on, E-Man. This is ridiculous. He comes in the chat, and the first thing he says is this the first giveaway? He doesn't care what we're talking about.
It's like, I don't care about anything else. Is this the giveaway?
He doesn't care in the slightest with what we're talking about. He just wants the free games, which I can't blame him. So if you want the free games as well, you can check out the show live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/InfectionPodcast. We've done the show for 70 weeks straight. Now, Brian, we do have a bit of a snafu here coming up in a few weeks. In July, I'll be out of town the week of the 12th. So we're gonna have to do a remote show extravaganza. But now I have a powerful laptop that should be able to run the show, so we'll have something a little unique that week. But yeah, you got time to check that out on your calendar. So
we'll talk about that for
me. Yeah.
Now, one thing, let's remind everyone, we will be having our show when we get. We're wanting to come up. Are we doing the thing officially for the show 100?
Yeah. So we're trying to. So I guess this week we'll if you have an idea, show 100. You may think like, oh, show 100. You're really getting ahead of yourselves. It may not even happen. Who knows? Brian and I
may not make it that far.
Brian and I could have a huge falling out. Which is very
Nick,
likely.
I've only known you for years, but I hate you.
That stuff does happen. But it is currently set to be December 13th will be our 100th show if we don't miss a week. And that so we're thinking of some ideas of what to do for show 100. And if you have an idea, yeah, visit the Daybreak offices. Yeah, sure, Bloodcore. If you're funding that that all expense paid trip to San Diego,
I'm sure they would love having us there.
Yeah, man,
I'd have to look all of these developers in the eyes that I pretty much have.
Hey, man, that texture looks like shit. I don't know what you think you're doing. that would all week. So we're looking for some ideas for episode 100. So if you have an idea for episode 100. Send us an email, contact@infectionpodcast.com. And we're thinking of doing a clip show, but that's going to require like 3 or 4 months worth of prep to go through.
But that's the thing is we need to do it now if we're going to do that, because we'd have to have people submit favorite clips or something like that for a period of time now so that we could then edit them together before the show. So it's not like, oh, I'll do it, a couple days before the show. No, we'd need to know what those clips are now.
Now, Nissan Communications is you could just skip to episode 100. Like, they skip the 13th floor on buildings. And they just go 12,
Yeah, just 14. Go from...
I mean, you could.
Hey, it's the week of Christmas, so...
It's not the week of Christmas.
Well, actually, it's 2 weeks
Before Christmas. Christmas...
It's a week before my birthday.
Oh, wow, then we could do a birthday Christmas episode 100 extravaganza.
I think my birthday is actually the day after the next week's show.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that's great. Congratulations. Yeah. Happy birthday to you. I'll wish you a happy birthday. A happy soon-to-be birthday. And
yeah, thanks. It's only 31 weeks away.
Yeah, there you go. So Christmas episode. No, but you got to remember, Gatha, not everybody celebrates Christmas, so we can't have any of that in here.
So no Mazel Tovs.
No Mazel Tovs for you. God, never mind. Where can people find you online, Brian?
All right, if you want to find me on Twitter, it's @BoiseComputer. Or if you go to biteoftech.com, you can check out my blog. Make sure you join our Steam group. If you're not in your Steam group,
you're missing the second half of the show.
It's also really hard for me to send you the free games that you win when you're not in the Steam group, because then I had to figure out your actual Steam name.
The show is its own thing, but the Steam group, we're up to 356 members, so we've surpassed that 350 mark. People kept leaving. I felt like on purpose just to piss us off, justifiably, because that's what I do, the same thing.
Bloodcore says reverse giveaways on my birthday, so everybody gives me games a year's worth.
Yeah, 71 episodes worth of games.
Yes.
So that's the Steam group is an extension of the show. So if you're watching the show and you're on the Steam group, I don't know what the hell you're doing. So
yeah, just if you haven't done it yet, just go and click on our website. It's right at the top. Join our Steam group.
Yes. So go ahead and do that. Brian, anything new on the blog? We've been waiting. You're now a college student. You've got all the time in the world. What's going on with the blog?
Well, I've been updating like things on GitHub. Like I've just been doing code updates and not posting it on my blog,
so
which
your,
I should.
Do you have your GitHub URL handy?
I think it's just / Boise Computer, however they do that.
Okay.
But the things I write are incredibly specific. So it's not like it's going to be something, you have to be looking for what I'm making to actually need it. If you're like, I'm just going to go look at this thing and I'm sure there's going to be something I want. No. Because I'm writing for very specific software to do a very specific task.
I see you have a new picture on your blog.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's my, what do they call that?
Headshot.
Headshot, yep.
Oh, I see you. You're working on a bunch of stuff. Yeah, it's github.com/ Boise Computer. Check that out.
Yep. And then, we'll see. We could do take bets on by episode 100 if I'm up at 1,000 games, I think.
What are you at right now?
I'm at 884.
With the Steam sale, you could... Well, I mean, plus with the Humble Bundle monthly, you're adding 15...
This is the thing where it is possible.
With the Humble Bundles, you're adding 3 to 5 games a month. Plus, if you buy a Humble Bundle, you get like 15 games. I don't think... Plus the Steam sale.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It'll be right there.
Yeah.
It's possible.
It is possible. We'll have to see. Can I get to like 250 games in the next... I don't even know how many games I have, but it's something like that. So anything else for you, Brian?
Nope. I think that pretty much... Here's actually one more thing. Yes. So with our secret project we've been working on, I don't know if anyone is looking to get into game development, but if anybody does character rigging or... does modeling or anything like that, it would be, you know, and you're looking to get into a project, let us know or let me know.
Yeah. Send us an email, contact@infectionpodcast.com.
Yep. And we'll go from there.
Alrighty. Thank you very much, Brian. See you next week.
Yep.
Actually, we'll see you Friday night. Friday night, Unreal Tournament, 9:30 PM Eastern, twitch.tv/landgun44. And you can get all of the details on that. Somebody mentioned, I think it was In the Myth mentioned in the chat, where can I go to get all of the tips of the week that Brian has covered over the past, I don't know, 60-some episodes probably? Everything that we have talked about on the show, besides the random interjections, are on our website, infectionpodcast.com. There are 70 episodes on there. You know, there'll be 70 episodes on there tonight. So... you'll have the show notes from all 70 episodes on the website. It's infectionpodcast.com. So if you're looking for anything, links, games that we've talked about, notes, whatever else, it'll be on the website. Of course, next week or the week after, we'll have our a few games to add to your watch list for the Steam Summer Sale, some of the survival games that we've talked about over the past probably 6 or 7 months or so, and we'll have those on there. Alrighty, guys, that is going to do it for episode 70 of Infection, the Survival Podcast. I want to thank everybody for coming out live. My name is Nick Craig. InfectionPodcast.com is the website. We'll see you next week for Infection. Have a good week, everybody.